AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup. We've got six stories that matter. OpenAI's big Singapore commitment, Ocean's $28 million play on slimmed down phishing defenses, and Google's Gmail Live, turning mail into a conversational workspace. Plus, provenance moves, workspace image AI, and browser-based Android prototyping. Let's jump in.
OpenAI just put real weight behind Southeast Asia, more than $300 million, an applied AI lab in Singapore, and explicit alignment with local AI strategy. It's a clear shift from remote API delivery toward embedding services closer to users and regulators.
That localized push changes operational assumptions. Think data residency, lower latency access for regional customers, and deeper government and industry partnerships, all of which can speed enterprise adoption, but also raise expectations for compliance and auditing.
Ocean's $28 million raise and Shay Schwartz's vision target a practical problem, spotting AI-crafted phishing without routing every email through a giant model. They're building a specialized agentic email security stack that detects generative patterns with much less compute.
The technical upside is lower latency and cost at the mail gateway, so detection can happen in line. Architecturally, it's interesting. Ensembles of small models plus task-specific agents, rather than a single monolith handling everything.
Google's Gmail Live takes Gemini into the inbox and reframes email access as a multi-turn conversation rather than keyword search. That UX shift is exciting, but it opens tough engineering questions about latency and maintaining coherent context across threads.
On privacy and controls, Gmail Live will need granular admin policies, clear data retention rules, and maybe on-device processing options for sensitive enterprises. Otherwise, conversational convenience collides with regulatory and compliance needs.
OpenAI's provenance play is now productized. They're on the C2PA steering committee, a conforming generator product, and adding cross-platform SynthID watermarking. Provenance is being treated as an interoperable feature, not just a research sidebar.
That turns metadata into a UX and policy surface, visible labels, chain of trust checks, and tooling for verification. It also nudges platforms toward common standards, which helps detection, attribution, and legal clarity over generated content.
Google's Pix folds Gemini-powered image editing into Workspace instead of launching a standalone app. It's rolling to testers now and to AI Ultra subscribers this summer, embedding design tools directly into docs, slides, and email workflows.
For teams, that means fewer context switches. Image edits live where content is authored. But it also raises questions about asset governance, brand templates, and how enterprises control model outputs across shared drives.
AI Studio's new browser-based Android prototyping compresses prototype cycles into minutes, making early native iteration accessible to non-specialists. It's a shift from local SDKs to cloud-first, low-friction design loops.
The bigger point is where the bottleneck moves next. Faster iteration exposes integration, testing, and performance gaps. Device APIs, hardware variability, and production testing become the hard problems, not prototype speed.
Stepping back, there's a consistent thread. Companies are embedding AI into existing enterprise services and localizing compute, while startups carve out lean, specialist defensive stacks. It's less all-or-nothing models and more composable ecosystems.
Investments and commitments, from $300 million Singapore dollars to $28 million, are signaling that regional presence and specialized stacks win enterprise trust. Money is following approaches that prioritize deployability and governance alongside raw model capability.
That's our roundup for today. Quick, dense, and forward-looking. If you want these briefings delivered regularly, subscribe, and we'll bring the next update as the stories evolve.
AI News by Conjero.